This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. We're having our number one audience member, Rodney Berry, and our number one guest today from L.A., Kyle Mizzono. She's nice, she's cool, and she's good. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of things. And how Rod got a haircut from Kyle. Hit it, Clay!
Okay. Oh, you can't hit it because he's not playing.
Oh.
He's not playing the piano.
I'll do one note.
Okay. Wow, who made that? That's a cover of our theme. Who made that?
So that one is, this is the first one that we're showing, and that's Andrew Clotworthy. Is there a way?
Oh, Andrew Clotworthy? That guy is cool.
Is there a way I'd be screwing up this name?
No.
Clotworthy?
That looks like Clotworthy, right?
Maybe it's an Instagram name or something.
I know, I think it is Andrew Clotworthy.
I think
I've seen that around.
He's a cool guy, makes music. I'll put a bunch of links of his in the description, so go down and check them out. And if you have a song too, you can send it to me as well.
Got it. Send your songs to Clay. He listens to them and he loves them.
Yeah. You can send them to my email, claytatum@gmail.com, and then send me every other funny idea you have. Any funny idea that you want me to talk about, send it to my email.
Yeah. Kyle, do you have an email?
Yes, I have an email.
I heard you have a phone number, too.
I do have one of those, too.
Do you get a lot of scam likely calls?
So what is a scam likely call?
You know, like, well, when a weird number calls me that is a telemarketer, it says scam likely.
Or Rod.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Rod's been, he's been flagged multiple times.
Because he's a scam.
Well, for scamming,
That's what your phone number says when you call people?
Yeah, if you don't have my phone number saved, it will say scam likely.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you get a lot of those calls, the telemarketer calls?
Yeah, a lot. I have a lot of block numbers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I heard, though, that if you block them, it flags it, and that makes them call you more. That's best if you bet.
Answer. So you let them just keep calling?
No, that's if you hang up on them.
Oh, yes. The best thing that you can do is let it ring through the voicemail.
Okay. I'll start doing that, I guess.
That's what I heard. How long have you had the phone number that you have?
You know, since middle school.
Yeah, same.
Wow.
Since high school.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
I've only had one phone number.
Yeah, I've had the same phone number since high school.
So I get a lot of those bad calls.
Do you think that's why you get them?
Yeah, because the phone number's been around forever, right?
No, I got mine a couple years ago. I get called every freaking day.
I think they just call any number.
How do you know?
That's just what I think. I don't.
Do you have proof, or is this like
so
a facts? Is this a feelings over facts moment you're having?
Let me
Rod?
Tell you where Rod's at today. Kyle comes and Clay has short cords today for the mics.
Yeah.
Kyle comes and Rod immediately shames Kyle for wanting to sit on the ground.
I know.
Yes. No.
He immediately shamed her, pointed at her, said, "Ooh, no, you can't sit on the ground."
I did not do that.
I feel like he said something like that.
Well, he said the ground is
Kyle.
Safe. He said the ground is safe for Clay because Clay is fucking trash.
No. Yeah.
And what he means by that is that he throws his trash on
the
ground.
No, only Whit is sitting on the ground. I didn't.
And
anybody can sit on the ground.
I was saying it's easier for me to sit on the ground because the cord doesn't stretch very far. So if I'm closer to the Zoom recorder, then that probably means I won't be tugging on the recorder. I tell Kyle that to make her feel comfortable if she wanted to sit on the ground.
Yeah.
And before I can even get the words out of my mouth, Lil Rod starts yelling at Kyle. Yeah. Shaming her.
Yeah.
My neighbors are like looking through the windows to make sure that there's like, I said.
Oh, is that a neighbor boat over yonder?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I felt
that. My apartment is littered with those.
Basically,
critters.
Every time Rod comes over, it's like when Edward Scissorhands moved into the neighborhood and all the women are kind of like worried and looking over the hedges because everybody knows Rod's history.
And his
My
hair.
History.
Yeah. Well, and especially now because the haircut. Which gets us to the main topic of discussion. And we can bounce around all over the place.
Yeah.
Like a dog.
Yeah. Like a dog bounces. Kyle, you cut Rod's new haircut.
Oh, yeah, I did. I feel pretty good about it.
Rod has a pretty extreme new haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's that extreme. It's a cool new haircut.
Well, I'd say it looks great.
It's a,
and it is pretty extreme because it's a very thick band.
Kyle, you cut? What do you think it's extreme?
When I was doing it, yes, it felt... It turned out way better than I expected, which
Kyle,
is cool. I mean, no, just I really pushed it to the side.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Like it
oh,
was
I've
really.
Got pics.
It was a really crazy side part that the part probably started at your below your ear.
Yes, Kyle loved. Kyle,
I don't think that's
would
ever
give
been
Rod
seen.
A full come over from like a centimeter above his ear. And she would look at the part, like the skin, and was just laughing harder than I've ever seen anybody laugh. It was bringing her joy in a way that I just couldn't believe. Just to look at a deep part.
It just looks so good.
Yeah, that's what she kept saying, is it looks good. And this is before
it did look really good.
It was before you had ever cut anything. You hadn't cut hair at all.
Yeah, I was just parting it. It just took a really long time to just part it.
My hair was a tangled mess, and Kyle really had to get in there.
Well, we have a Rod's bunch of it.
Well, he said to me that night, Kyle, I haven't brushed my hair in a long time because I don't feel like I have any reason to brush it because I have nothing to live for.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then Kyle comes in with scissors. And
so,
Rod has
so you agreed, and then she came in with the scissors?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
And then I said, oh, yeah, that's right. And then Kyle comes in with the scissors and gives Rod a new lease on life, yeah. Which has now given him so much confidence that he shames Kyle. So in a way... Kyle burned herself doing a nice treat for Rod.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I shouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't have expected you to
for him to turn on me.
Yeah, yeah. And Rod turned
on me. It's why you don't negotiate with terrorists.
Exactly.
Wait, am I a terrorist now?
In a way.
I mean, in a way, if you think about it.
Oh, for telling... For...
For
well, you I don't know if you saw the terror in Kyle's eyes whenever you shamed her, but...
Yeah, and you created that terror.
If anything, you're terror-ish.
Yeah, you're terrorish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected you to go at his hair cut with such aggression.
Wow.
Like, and confidence.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know why I felt so confident that night. I think it just was late enough where I felt free. And
we were...
Do you think it's because we maybe went to the Tim Burton bar?
Yeah, maybe
I think
it was that.
Must have been it.
And we saw Chucky.
Yeah. What's Chucky doing at the Tim Burton bar?
We were all sitting outside of the Tim Burton bar.
Yeah.
And there's a Willy Wonka man. Or no, he's like a Mad Hatter running around, and he seemed inappropriate. And then we go outside. We don't like that. And we're sitting up there just having a nice talk. Out of nowhere, the door creaks open, and a little Chucky man comes out, waves a knife around, shrugs, and goes back inside.
What is this? Can you tell me what this is?
Tim Burton-themed bar called, what is it called?
Is it called Beetlejuice?
Beetlehouse,
yeah.
Beetlehouse?
Something like that.
The beginning was pretty cool, though. Then it kind of was...
Yeah, what happened in the beginning?
We go to the entrance, and there's this scary woman, and she goes, okay, fine, dear. Everyone is dead.
Yeah, she tells us we're dead.
Everyone's going to be dead when you walk in through there. And then she made us close our eyes, and then we said Beetlejuice 3 times, and then she just opened a bookcase, which was just a door.
Where is this?
And then we go in, and it's just a bar.
Just a bar.
Pretty
no
regular bar.
There.
Oh, I did one of those.
But Chucky was there. What did you do?
In Cincinnati, I went to a thing where it's a it's a video store, and then you have to ask them what is the best video there, and they tell you, and then you find the video, and then you have to pull it, and then that opens a door. And you're like, oh my god, this is going to be the craziest bar ever. And you open the door, and it's a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually sounds like a cool experience, though.
I like the video.
The video part's
kind of cool. Well, the beginning, well, they change it every day. I don't forget. Oh. Mine was like Cliffhanger or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the beginning was the best part, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was really cool.
Except for there was a sign there that said, I myself am strained and unusual.
Yeah, which we are.
And then
this sounds like a Joker bar.
Well, okay, guess what?
Right.
You pay $40.
Yes.
You go into a different part of the bar that's a restaurant where they do a freak show, and the Joker is the waiter, and he does card tricks.
This sounds like a bar that like wanted to be a Tim Burton bar, but it fell on its head, and it can't remember
the lore. Well, there is a Joker in Tim Burton world, but
that Joker.
What Joker?
But I wonder if it's that Joker or Heath Ledger Joker.
Oh, stupid!
Stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I will work there.
Is there a Frankie Weenie thing?
I didn't see one Frank and Weenie.
No, the only thing I saw was Mad Hatter and Chucky.
Frank and Weenie is just a
good... Wait, why is Chucky there?
We didn't get to the bottom of it. Kyle...
I tried to find him.
So that's how we found this I Myself Am Strange and Unusual picture is because Kyle wanted to go meet Chucky. And so she led us down a journey into the darkness. We went down a hallway... Next, and we were looking at a Winona Ryder portrait, and right next to that is I Am Myself in Strange and Unusual. We take pics. All right, everybody's taking pics. Kyle suggests that we all be genuine.
Yes. Well, I just saw some people were, some people were bringing some goofy faces, and I said, we should just really try to be genuine right now. Just smile and enjoy ourselves and just be
genuine.
Genuine.
So I'm trying to be genuine. And this guy comes out of nowhere and spooks the hell out of me.
Is this Charles?
No, this is not Chucky. This guy was Satan.
Right. Wit said, Jesus Christ. And then this guy said, I'm not him. I'm the other guy.
That's what he said.
Ugh. Did you throw a tomato at him after that?
No, but he scared me.
I thought he was a friend of yours.
Nope, he scared me, and then I touched him. I remember thinking, because I got so scared that I grabbed him by the shoulders, and I was like, ooh, I'm not supposed to touch you. But it truly scared me.
I don't understand. Why is there Satan?
Maybe he's got a couple films in the works we don't know about.
Oh, okay.
They probably get, like, you know, before the deal hasn't closed yet, but he's probably doing a Chucky movie and a devil movie.
Yes. Was Dumbo there?
We didn't get. Maybe Dumbo was part of the freak show because he got those big ears. But we didn't pay the $40.
Yeah, we decided not to pay $40 each to go see.
I think I'll go back though.
Kyle, well, got it. You got to meet that Chucky.
I got to meet Chucky, but I would actually pay $40 for the freak show.
Got to meet that Chucky.
I think it's kind of a fun experience, you know.
I think it was cool, and I've never hung out nightlife style with Kyle. It's only usually just been at a show.
Yeah.
And you really come alive in the night.
You think so? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because you rolled up on a bird scooter in the thick of Hollywood.
I just rode it for a blog.
But it seemed like you were like...
And I had to walk it most of the time because there's so many damn people there.
These tourists. Get out of here, tourists. We're trying to go to the Beetle House.
Yeah, Kyle's got to get to Beetle House. Get out of the way.
I just became a night owl just recently. I used to go to bed probably at 7, 7:30. I'm not even joking. 7:30. I get texts, I go, I'm already in bed. Good night.
What would you be doing in bed? Like, really just going to sleep or are you watching a TV show?
Sometimes watching a TV show, but just trying to get to sleep.
And then what time do you wake up?
And then I wake up at, you know, early, like 6 or 7, and feel nice about that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But before we
get a nice 14 hours.
It feels like we're moving on from Beetle House. But
I just don't like, I also don't like the name. Was there a Beetlejuice there?
There was a lot of Beetlejuice stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah, there was the most amount of Beetlejuice stuff.
Yeah.
Do they have crap there?
It's like Beetlejuice and then Jack Skellington.
Do they have real crap there, or is it just like crap that to make?
There's like props. There was like a couple
kind
of
bad props.
Yeah, okay.
Not a lot though.
But I still would give it a 10 out of 10 because of the experience.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Beetle House is a perfect 10 out of 10. Yeah. If you go to Hollywood, you gotta go.
There was a lady selling blood too, like shots. Oh, yeah.
Blood. She was really trying to get Kyle and Anna Saragina to get some blood IV bags.
I really thought Anna should try that a shot. Yeah. Because I thought it was, you know, I don't drink, so I couldn't do it. If they had a virgin one, I would have done it.
I will say this. In Batman Returns, the penguin bites someone, and I did see blood. So I guess that...
A lot of squirting.
There's blood. Yeah. There's a lot, that lines up there.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I wish the penguin was there. I think it's okay.
It's fine.
So, what made you decide to start to be a night owl?
I guess I just felt like maybe there was a part of life that I needed to experience.
Yeah.
Which is, some of it happens at night. So, I thought, you know, and it, you know, I just want to have a little fun.
Well, Anna is one of your closest friends, and she's an extreme night owl.
She's a big night owl. I think that was a problem in our friendship, because like I said, she would probably text me at 7, and I'd already be asleep, so we couldn't hang out past a certain time.
Me and Whit probably stopped hanging out around 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't ever see Clay at
rare
night.
Little treat for us.
Nighttime, yeah.
Yeah.
Nighttime Clay, I don't know where he is.
Yeah. I'm probably on the YouTube watching someone do a magic trick, and then they tell you how they do it after the fact. So, that's how I spend my nights. Yeah.
That sounds nice.
There's a lot of double lifts. What else are we doing today?
Well, I mean, I feel like, do you know the story? I feel like we should save Rod's haircut for the second half, because it is an epic tale. And we've already told the lead up to it, which I think now we can do a little bit of
right,
a palate cleanser.
Everybody's kind of hooked already, so they have to listen to this next part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you aware, Kyle, of the story of I Love You Now Die?
No, what is that?
So a few years back, a girl texted her boyfriend encouraging him to kill himself, and then he did it. And then they were trying to convict her of murder.
Yeah.
So they made a documentary about it called I Love You Now Die. We actually all went and saw it together at the movie theater.
Front row and center.
Which one? What was it called?
Oh, the movie theater?
Did we go to the Alamo Draft House?
Yeah.
The new one in downtown?
Yeah. We went to the Alamo Draft House.
And Kyle was there too, but Kyle had to take a phone call.
Yes.
We went to a daytime screening and...
We all got the sour hops.
We got the sour hops. Some Sour Patch Kids and some, Clay got a burger because they do a movie burger there.
A meatless movie burger.
Yeah. But so for the people who haven't seen it, what's going on is they're trying to argue that, I mean, obviously this woman is fucked up, right? She's like 20 or something like that. But they're trying to argue that she did it because she wanted attention, because not a lot of people liked her in her high school. And then
what type of music should I play for this?
Something dark.
Really dark?
And fucked up with a jazz pop tinge.
Okay, so this is the most fucked up song I could find.
Okay. Thank you. So, they're saying, yeah, she just wanted fucking friends and all that stuff. And it works. She gets friends after he kills himself. And
hey, so that's where the movie ends?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because then the next part is, guess what? Mentally unwell, and always has been. And she don't know what she's doing, and she's depressed also, and on medicine and all this stuff. And also, what's the main thing that sticks out to y'all about the story? This story, it's. Well, maybe y'all have forgotten since we've seen it. But the main thing that everybody talks about is the kid gets out of... He goes and tries to kill himself in his car with the carbon monoxide. He gets out of the car and says, I don't want to do this. And then she says, go back and do it. That's the big part. Everybody thinks that that's...
Well, how do you make friends?
Well, I had skateboarding. Oh, that's a lot of how I made friends. Sorry. How about you, Carl?
That's actually a good question.
How I make friends?
Yeah.
I don't make...
I think you do with your charming personality.
Yeah, that's how Kyle does it.
No, I just... No.
You don't have a way to make friends?
Well, and your skills. You have hair cutting skills. You have a night owl skills.
Yeah, I guess I cut people's hair to make them my friend.
And you have bird riding skills, and you love going to fun bars and you love Chucky and you're actually not even afraid of Chucky.
That's
which I was immediately shivering.
I mean,
down
he was
spine.
Pretty scary. He did have a knife.
Did he go? Yeah.
No, but he waved the knife around and then shrugged and went back inside.
He took two steps outside.
Did he put the knife over his head and he waved it too far one way and he's so small that he fell over?
I'm going to show you the motion that he did. Because he just did two stabs with the knife and then he shrugged and walked back inside.
Yeah. And just so y'all know, the listeners know, this isn't the real Chucky.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. I didn't want to scare
people. Well, it's
a people.
Small man in a suit. Right. I don't want them to think that this is the real Chucky, because if that was the case, this podcast would be groundbreaking.
It'd also be R-rated.
Yeah, and we would have proven that Chucky
then we
is
can
real.
Say, then we can say poop fucking shit.
Yes, but we can't right now.
No.
It's like, people, is Bigfoot real? Is Loch Ness Monster real? Is Chucky real?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
That's the top three, right?
Right.
But we're not saying that Chucky's real. This was clearly a man in a suit. And
as far as I know. We're also not saying Chucky is not real. Chucky could be real.
Yes, but we did not prove that he's real.
Right. You know Chucky's real when he's 1 foot tall and the knife is too heavy for him. And so he's dragging it on the ground and he goes, "Can you help me? This knife is way too heavy."
Well, Clay is right. We have this amazing romanticized cinematic version of Chucky that we're all used to seeing.
We've seen the movie.
That's not actually what Chucky looks like. What Clay described is more like what Chucky looks like.
You can't find a real 1 foot tall man.
It's like Jesus isn't a white guy with blue eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Chucky's not like a 3 foot tall guy with red hair. He's actually a 1 foot tall, and who talks like in a Jack Nicholson impression. He's actually a 1 foot tall guy with a very heavy knife who has this high-pitched voice.
And he has to drag the knife because he can only pick up so much of it.
Yeah.
And so when he kills people, he really wants them dead because it takes a lot of work.
Can you pick up the knife and stab yourself?
We have all seen the
movie. You do have to help Chucky stab you.
Well, yeah, we've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Is a 1 foot tall man or
it's
doll.
Just like the girl convincing her boyfriend. Chucky basically has to convince you to kill yourself.
And thank you for getting me back on track.
And the only way that we can replicate that is with a baby, and you know we can't do that.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Well, babies are no good with knives.
Yes. So everybody remembers that part of the killing yourself story. But it turns out that girl didn't text him that. She started going nuts. She didn't text him, like, go back in the car, because you can read all the text and kill yourself. She started going nuts, and she wanted...
She had pulled out a rubber mallet, started hopping on her butt and hitting herself on the head.
Yeah, she started banging herself on the head. She didn't do that.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Okay. She started kind of going nuts after the attention she was getting from the initial suicide was going away. So she started lightly saying shit like, I told him he should do it because I wanted him to find peace and I feel so guilty. He actually got out of the car. She was like telling this to her friends and I told him to get back in and do it. So then they interview her friends and her friends don't mention anything about that. And it turns out that the only evidence of her saying that is that she said to her, there's no physical evidence of her ever doing that or saying it. And so that's kind of the only argument that they make for her maybe not deserving to be in jail.
Wait, can you just buy this one more time?
So, what do you mean?
She texted him to kill himself initially, but when he got out of he never got out of the car.
We don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's true.
Because there's no text evidence of that. It's just she told a friend that that's what happened. But also, she was lying all the time to get attention, so we don't even know if that's true. So, does she need to be in jail? I don't know. Maybe in a mental institution.
Yeah, my girl needs help.
Yeah.
Well, how old was she?
She was 17.
That's high school age. That's.
I don't know. You're kind of crazy that age.
Yeah.
Right?
When I was 17, I had a blonde spot in my hair.
just a spot.
They'll lock you up. What are you doing with that?
Lock me up. Send me to jail.
It was a blonde spot.
I just bleached one spot of my hair.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Did you ever do anything crazy like that?
Yeah, I guess I dyed my hair.
Oh, yeah. You bleached your hair.
Yeah, a few times.
Was it
by myself?
And it was fun.
It looked bad.
No, it looked cool.
Oh, before? Well, when I was in high school.
Oh.
That, yeah.
Were you punk?
Was I punk? No, you know what? I actually was into. I was really into hip hop.
Really?
In high school. Yeah.
Like, what kind of hip hop?
I just was. You know, I grew up in the Bay Area, so it was all about.
Too short?
Going dumb, yeah.
Okay.
Too short. Keep the sneak. Mr. Fab.
Ooh,
wow. E-40.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, so I was into that and I wore sneakers.
That's cool.
Sneaky.
And when
Kyle.
Did you become punk?
When did I become, what do you mean punk?
In my mind, you're punk.
Really?
But I guess
I don't.
You don't think you're punk?
Seems no, like, I think I'm like a normal, I would say I'm like a square.
In my mind, it seems like you like noise music.
Noise? No, actually, some of the worst taste in music ever.
Like, what do you like?
I like that Ed Sheeran song.
Which one?
I love her to shape every.
Oh my god!
Is that the one?
No, I like the one that's just like, it's like about being awkward. It's a new one. It's about being awkward. It's the Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's. Did...
It's because it's about being awkward, so I relate to that. But he's basically like, I'm going to this party and I feel awkward. But you're here with me, so I don't feel as awkward.
This the song?
I like Ed Sheeran because he has bangs. He still has like those boyish bangs from like when you're a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not Rod bangs, which gets us. Well, hold on, real quickly. I'll give Ed Sheeran a 10 out of 10. And I
he seems nice, dude.
Because yeah. He seems very nice. What about you? What about you, Rod?
Well, Ed Sheeran, he does actually seem very nice, and he. I bet he's a super cool guy, so I give him a 10 out of 10.
What about you, Kyle?
Oh, I give him a big 10 out of 10. A big one.
Yeah.
The biggest what?
The biggest 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
What about sure. you, Clay?
I like the song where he goes, I'm awkward sauce. And he dances around after doing that.
So what do you give him?
I give that little critter 10 out of 10.
And what about this documentary that we all went and saw? 10 out of 10, right? Because it does have set up a compelling argument.
Yeah, that's an easy 10 out of 10 for sure.
Okay, cool.
I wrote one thing down and I...
What'd you write, Clay?
I don't feel like this is a good review, but I just wrote down, Chucky is a foot tall baby, and he picks a knife that's twice his size, so he has to drag it around like a big bag of coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why, what?
That's why I get this for a little freaking documentary 10 out of 10.
All right, so Chucky's hair, he's always having his hair changed because he's like a 40-something-year-old man.
What?
Did y'all know that? Have y'all ever noticed that?
What are you talking about?
In the movies, Chucky, his hairline recedes back because he is a 40-year-old man, like his soul.
He's a doll.
No, Rod, but the soul of the man went, Charles, whatever his name is, went into Chucky.
You know the backstory
of Chucky? Because of voodoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know about the voodoo.
That seems
what
traumatic.
About the new, isn't the new Chucky different?
It is different.
He's AI.
It's a doll.
Went bad. Yeah.
Like small soldiers.
Yeah, just like.
Yes.
Well, so that brings me to Rod's haircut. So I feel like for this portion of the podcast, we have an extra special guest. Who has the same? She has the professional version of Rod's haircut.
And, well, no, mine is professional.
Well, okay, but okay,
mine,
well,
it's nice. It's
okay,
a nice
see,
haircut.
Rod, you're making up for shaming Kyle earlier.
No,
yeah,
and now
I mean,
you're
so
policing my speech.
It's like it's really making me like. Rachel.
So, Whitney, what microphone do you feel more comfortable sharing? Mine or Rod's?
I'll share Rod's.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's taking a risk after
I'm sitting
Rod
on the
Shane.
Ground.
Okay,
it's
so,
okay to sit on the ground. I don't have a problem with sitting on the ground.
Okay, so we have our friend Whitney Weir. Whitney's credits are that she's an editor and a director, and she is related to Clay in the way that they are roommates.
She's my sis.
Yeah, they're definitely roommates, brother sister style.
Oh yeah.
So, Kyle, when you were cutting Rod's hair, were you imagining a haircut like Whitney's?
Well, I was going by the picture you showed me, which was an anime man. Oh, and yeah. I really used that to shape his hair.
Kyle used this anime guy, who I guess we'll post, so much, in fact, that she needed me to flip the image so that the parts were from the same side. And Whitney and Rod actually part their hair from the same side.
Yeah. I'm trying to go more down the middle.
Right. So. Oh, you're trying to go down the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are, huh? Rod looks good when he does his down the middle, too. So we'll actually post pictures of Rod with parts from all different sides and have the audience decide which way to go.
Which way to go?
I actually thought you were inspired by Chucky for the haircut.
Really?
Yeah, because it kind of has that, like, drop off right here.
See, that's the big difference between Kyle's and Whitney's, is with Kyle, it's a very defined line from short to long.
Oh wait, I do remember this. Okay, so Rod was like, how tall is Chucky? Like, if I get him, like, you know, and I'm like, well, he's like butt level, and his nose is right where the butt is.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh my god, why didn't you tell me earlier? And then he hit me because he was so excited.
Yeah.
And he said, I have to turn into Chucky.
Right. Well, Kyle, something you might not know about Rod is
remember
that...
After you cut his hair, he goes, why am I not shorter? Remember that? And
yes.
He didn't know how to answer?
A little bit, yeah.
It's because he wants to be the height of Chucky so his nose can be butt level.
Because Rod is actually addicted to anal.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Which, it's okay.
It's a problem.
But
it's,
he's in recovery and he's doing what he can.
I'm trying to move past it. I'm sorry that I haven't revealed this to you, my good friend Kyle.
Yeah. So he is in recovery, but a lot of the decisions that he makes are based on, like, trying to get...
Be butt level.
Yeah, so... Wow.
Yeah. To his addiction.
Yeah.
What did you say?
You were just a vessel to his addiction.
Wow, that makes... I wish I hadn't. I wish, yeah. I don't know, I would have, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
So, Whitney.
Yes.
Have you ever... You've cut your hair by yourself a lot.
Yes.
Or, like, you've done it yourself.
So, actually, when you were saying that you, to find Rod's part, you went to, like, the middle of his head for, like, the... Or you went from here, and then you got the bangs.
Yeah.
So, I used to cut my bangs like that. I used to... Because I wanted as much bang as possible. So, I would pull from, like, the back of my head and pull it up for more bang. And then, when I went in to get my hair professionally cut, she was like... Half your head is cut into bangs. You're going to have to grow this out. It was, like, pretty traumatizing.
So, wait, were you not able to get the haircut that you wanted because of that?
She cut it a certain way, but we had to, like, work out a grow-out plan for part of my bangs.
Hate that.
So you're going to have a grow-out plan?
Do you think Rod will need one?
He's going to
need
a grow-out plan.
Well, Whit's thinking it's another thing.
What?
What?
Remember you were telling me your grow-out plan last week? And you said, it hurts now. I go, what are you talking about? And you show me your grow out plan.
I don't know what you mean.
And you said it wasn't working.
Wait, what is this grow out plan?
I want Clay to explain more of what he's talking about.
You're grabbing your crotch going, oh, my grow out plan's not working.
Oh. Well, yeah, because, listen... We all have our insecurities, okay? And mine is my growing. And so I started a plan. And it's not working. And it is painful.
I just didn't want to know. You looked like you were confused.
You didn't
want
to blow up my spot. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You did bring it up, but you also did not want to blow it out.
I did whisper a little bit.
He did it. Yeah, he didn't give all the information.
Right.
So
you just know he was tugging at his crotch and he wanted to grow. Go mm-hmm. on.
Well, I actually watched this. Y'all might find this interesting. We watched a long time ago a video on a documentary about growing your penis and how to do it the best. And one person took a pill, one person did a pump or something, and one person just stretched his, just tugged on it every day in the shower.
Was the second guy Austin Powers?
No. I wish it was, but... Scotty don't tug. Yeah, Scotty don't
tug.
So guess who won?
The tugger.
The tugger. His dick grew like an inch just from tugging it all the time for like a month or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you want something longer, tug on it.
That's good info.
Yeah.
That's why people listen to the podcast.
Wish I could do that to my bank account. All right.
Make it an inch longer.
I'll take whatever I can get. So, Kyle, when you were parting Rod's hair all the way from the side, was that the plan like Whitney did? Like to have thicker, more bangs?
I'm not sure I really had a plan. Other than just kind of went for it.
And you just love seeing that part.
Yeah, just it was cool to see it so close to the bottom of his ear. It's just so far.
Do you have any advice for Whitney and Clay? Because they aren't night owls.
Yeah.
And now that you're becoming a night owl?
What's the advice? I just drink a lot of caffeine.
Hey?
And I just try to make activities where I can't go home.
Like what?
If you go far, you know, you could go to the Santa Monica Pier. That's my favorite place to go. You had to just go really far. You park your car so far.
Yeah.
When you're at the pier, you have to stay there till midnight. You just have to get your car so far.
There's some truth to that. I like to do everything within a 2 mile radius.
You can't leave.
So if you do something that is an event, like you make an event.
Yeah.
It makes you, yeah, that's true.
So I just have an event. I just don't like hanging out. I like to have an event.
My problem with hanging out late is usually it's in a loud place and I can't hear anything. And so that makes me want to go home. But at the Santa Monica Pier, that's not so loud. I mean like a bar or something like that.
Yeah, I try to just do real sober, fun activities.
Yeah. Well, Whitney and Clay, they love to get fucked up, though.
Okay.
What can I say?
You stay home and get pills.
What's the latest the two of y'all have stayed up recently? Like, not in bed, trying to go to sleep.
Well, 10?
So that's about it. Sometimes I forget I can bring my YouTube to the bed.
And so you'll sit in the chair.
Sometimes I'll sit in the chair up to 11 o'clock. Woo! Yeah. Wow. You see anything else we see? Wait, there's another thing you do. You go to the Sunset Strip.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Viper.
Okay, let me play some rock and roll this segment.
So what is this band that you love? I know that this is part of something you're working on.
We're going to go see. It started as a part of a project, but then it just became something that we really like to go to.
It's very fun.
It's really fun.
You and Rod and Anna Sarah-Gina go.
Yeah.
Because we saw, the first time we went, we saw this band, and you know, you'd think it would be like one moment in a show where the person would come off the stage. You know, that would be a special moment to come off the stage and be like, I'm with you guys. But they did it every second. So it was actually got frightening.
Yeah, a different guy would basically get off the stage for every song.
Climb something.
And then towards the end, three or four of the guys would get off the stage.
So they were kind of everywhere. It's a small space, so it was kind of hard to relax.
And what was this band called?
That was Bullets and Octane.
Bullets and Octane.
Whoa. And this is in Johnny Depp-owned Viper Room.
Yeah, it's in the Viper Room.
Yeah, it was scary.
And, Kyle would actually scream every time she saw one of the guys get close to her.
In the pit?
Yes. I mean, it was... I don't know. He wanted to rock with someone. It was just scary.
Yeah, and Kyle doesn't want to rock with
them. Here's a connection here. This is what every time y'all post about this, it looks like you're at a Johnny Depp convention. And then you also go to a Tim Burton bar.
Yeah.
Which is basically a Johnny Depp convention.
Yeah, Clay, we like the dark underworld, underbelly of Hollywood.
Yeah, this is all good, classic Hollywood actor
stuff. We like
stuff.
The fucked up shit.
Well, I like it because it's very genuine.
Yeah.
Actually, the Viper Room is really genuine, actually.
The first band that we saw, there was these two guys who absolutely loved the band, and they would high-five each other at the end of every song.
Whoa. Yeah. Huh. Do you think that Rod and Whitney now, with the same haircut, could go and that they'd be welcomed with their new... Well, with Rod's haircut.
At the Viper Room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where they belong now.
Yeah.
At the labor room.
Whitney, sure. Rod's haircut was inspired by an anime. What was your haircut inspired by?
Instagram.
Yeah. Similar, right, Rod?
Yeah, I guess.
And how did
you, anime's like Instagram.
And how did y'all find out about this band at the Viper Room?
Oh, well, we actually thought it was going to be a different band. We thought it was going to be this band called the Octobrists.
Excuse me?
I think
which similar I thought to was the December. Decembrists. Yeah. I thought it was the Decembrists, and then Anna goes, no, it's Octobrists.
Well, okay. Is it,
so we're actually going to go see... We're going to go see them.
Yeah, we're going to go to Anaheim to go see Octobrists.
At the Doll Hut.
On the 22nd?
On the 22nd. I told them to save the date.
The this Doll is, Hut?
This is like a Johnny Depp, just like...
I actually am scared. I think maybe I told Rod, we got to be careful because I almost think we're going to get into a fight. Someone's going to beat me up.
Or... Well, but it is cool because Kyle has also been doing jujitsu.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I could predict myself, possibly.
Man.
Possibly.
So would you say that you're part of the Depp-verse? After Beetlejuice, after Octobrist, yeah, after two Viper Room visits.
I mean, I guess we're like pretty, we're loosely affiliated with the Depp-verse.
Yeah.
Maybe if we see,
if we see
Johnny.
So like another thing that could get you closer to being in the Depp-verse is like a handkerchief around your wrist, right?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Or like a chain somewhere.
Could
or,
get a,
and a vest.
Leather vest.
Invest in zippers.
Oh, yeah.
Would y'all wear, would you feel comfortable wearing Depp clothes?
Well, actually, just bought a shirt with chains on it.
To wear T-shirt?
To wear at night.
It'll look tougher.
Yeah, I was really excited about it. I was like, I got a shirt with chains.
So you can wear your chain shirt at night because you're a night owl.
Yeah, I thought, well, this is appropriate. For my new life.
What is so Anna's going out of town for a month. Who's gonna be your night owl friend? Do you have any on the other?
To be honest, I'm just trying to recharge my batteries for when she comes back. You know, we just go at it so hard. I gotta get some rest.
So what kind of drink are you having? A Coke?
At a show?
Yeah.
There's maybe nothing.
Okay,
no, that's not what you get.
A soda water?
But,
oh, yeah, I guess soda water was a bunch of limes and lemons and whatever they'll put in. That's not alcohol.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you got a big part in something,
yeah,
would you change your hair?
What do you mean? Like, they're like
to be like a mohawk or whatever they need?
Oh, how much are you talking?
It's a big movie.
It's a big movie.
This is a
is
huge
it,
part.
Is it funny or do I look stupid?
No, it's not funny, but it's really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. I genuinely kind of don't care about. I've had a lot of haircuts go wrong. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you? Okay. What about this?
Yeah.
Because in my mind, knowing you as well as I have, which isn't very well, you're very mysterious. So.
Okay. Yeah. It's what people say. Because I try to stay secret.
Yeah. In my mind. You seem like a person who is like comfortable saying no. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say no a lot.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
You are like that.
Comfortable saying no?
To like what? Just stuff?
No, Rod, don't touch me.
Well, all the time with Rod. I'm learning. Oh, well. In the last few years, I've like been learning how to be like no.
Yeah.
Or like don't do that or whatever it is. But until recently, I've been like yes and do that.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad. I don't want the person to
say
be mad at me.
That's cool. That's growing up.
Yeah. Well, so, like, would you change your name to,
also said doo-doo, which reminds me of Gigi Allen.
Yeah.
So.
Would you change your name to...
Throw that in there.
Would you change your name to Slappy... wait, no. Would you change your name to Scoopy...
Would you
change your name to Scoopy Two Tone? Kyle, would you change your name to Scoopy Two Tone for $20,000?
Okay, I can't change it back. Is that
nope?
It?
Yeah.
Permanently, that's
sure.
Your name.
Actually, I don't care.
See, you're not. You are. You're chill.
Yeah.
I think what I've learned,
Kyle's
today
chill now.
On this podcast, is that Kyle, who has always been mysterious, is actually quite chill and forthcoming.
That makes sense.
And she'd only, it only would cost $20,000 to change her name to Scoopy Two Tone.
Well, like, you could make it, you could just tell your friends.
No, you cannot tell your friends.
They have to call me, that's the full name. They can't call me Scoo or something?
No, they can call you Scoopy.
Scoopy. Scoopy is your first name.
I kind of like it, so it's okay.
Yeah. All right.
Scoopy.
Okay. Well, we're trying to raise $20,000 to change Kyle's name to Scoopy Two Tone.
And... All right.
Check out our Patreon.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
All right. As we are winding down here, or coming to towards the end, Whitney, would you let Kyle cut your hair? If you were feeling adventurous.
Oh, if I was feeling adventurous.
Yes. You don't know what you want, really. You just have a picture of an anime guy.
Whitney loves anime. There's one thing I know about.
Well, how about Sailor this? Moon? Sailor. The two buns on the top.
But how, like, I cut it into buns?
Don't cut my hair.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So, Kyle, but maybe that's okay. I think that's okay because I think Kyle's haircutting is aggressive and it has a masculine thing to it, and I think it is for guys. Like, I think she cuts
good. But that
good
would be
guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's all right. A thing.
I will say one thing. Wendy did cut my hair once, and we were once nip in, and I heard from behind me, oh. I was like, what's going on here? She goes, oh, nothing. And, yeah.
And how'd it look?
It was not good. Which is okay.
And why was it bad, Whitney?
It's hard to get around the ears.
Yeah, my ears are... they're really just... glued what? To my head.
Well, what? Do you have any advice for people like Whitney who are bad at cutting hair?
Yeah.
No,
please help me. No.
Well, I just try to free flow.
It's just because you're so chill.
I think that's what it was. And she's a night owl, and it was she definitely had, there was like an electricity in her eyes, like very excited about the nightlife. We were doing it on Anna's balcony. You could see downtown, the view of downtown.
She just
saw the Bam Margera band at the Viper Room.
That's exactly what he looked like.
Yeah, I know.
Bam Margera.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bam Margera is like Johnny Depp, huh?
Yeah.
They like look the same.
You put a him tattoo on Johnny Depp and throw those two guys in the room, you can't tell them apart.
Did you know about Bam Margera, or did you grow up watching Jackass and stuff? Yeah. So Bam needs help.
Oh yeah.
Are we getting into that?
No, but he does need help.
Yeah.
It's funny, I thought he was getting better.
Yeah, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's really hard to get better when you've been famous since you were a 1 year old. But maybe he was really like 13 or something, but still. What? Everybody's shrugging as if
I just,
I'm fucking
I didn't
crazy.
Well, it's a hard thing. He's in
the
middle of it.
I didn't know he was
it.
Famous when he was that young.
Yes.
Because you're not a real
young.
Fan.
You're not
Rod.
A real fan. You don't watch 411.
Okay, Rod.
I guess I knew him first in CKY.
Rod.
I didn't.
He made the first CKY video when he was a child.
I don't remember him being...
Rod, you're probably a CKY 2K guy.
Yeah. Probably even a freaking 4 guy, Rod.
Rod.
Can you hit him?
Ow. Come on. You don't need to hit me.
Sorry, Rod. He needs help. I think that what we've learned today is that don't always judge a book by how mysterious it is. Because actually, you could open a book and there's a lot of skills in there, which, like Kyle. Not only does she know jujitsu.
Wait, Kyle's the book?
No, Kyle is the stuff in the book.
I just wanted to say one thing before Bam Margera went, before you lost it. Uh-huh. He actually had a pretty cool Instagram. He'd post these really cool rings of, like, snake rings.
Oh yeah.
So I always checked once in a while. I thought that was pretty cool that he had that interest or he was selling them.
He loved those rings.
Yeah.
And at one point he like hurt, what happened? His rings got stuck on his body and he had to get them chopped off.
Well, he got the rings when he was a small man.
Yeah.
And had to cut them off, which this is why I don't wear rings.
Well, also, I've been looking a lot lately into what makes your body puffy or like swell. What is it called?
Bloated.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like inflamed. All good food makes you like bloat. And I was looking at like no workout, no diet, or no working out, but just like no bloating compared to what it's like to be bloated on these different guys. Uh-huh. It's a huge difference. Who knew?
All right, what else can we
do? So you could put a ring on, Clay, and not even eat any food, and you still have a hard time getting it off.
Wow. Well,
that's just because
your
little
fingers bleed, but bloat.
Yeah, this is my little piggy body.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
You know, I'll say it.
You know, it's a little piggy body. It's Chucky.
What?
Chucky.
Okay. He has a little piggy body?
Yeah.
It's like a piglet body.
Yeah.
Is that what we learned today?
That's all we learned.
What did we learn? Oh, that. Just because a book is mysterious doesn't mean that it has a lot of cool stuff in it. Like Kyle. Like, she's very mysterious, but she has hair cutting skills.
She got all karate. That cool stuff in
she
her.
She has a really active nightlife. She rides bird scooters, even if just for a block, just to feel that thrill, the wind in her hair. She just wants to feel it for a sec. She knows the drink she likes. It's a soda water with a ton of lemons.
Just a bunch of them.
And she, guess what, guys? She likes rock. And she's probably one of the last true fans of rock.
Go!
In-your-face rock, where they get off the stage and they come up to you and they go, yeah.
Get up!
Or whatever the band
they
sounds
just
like.
Straight up frighten you.
And yeah, her best night owl friend, Anna, is gone for a month. And she's not sad about it because it's time for her to charge her batteries. And that's okay. So what time do you think you're going to stay up to till night?
Oh, I'm going to go to bed at probably 7, 7.30, depending on what time it is right now.
It's currently it's 6.36.
Okay, so after I eat a little something,
are you going to go get food or are you going to just eat at your house?
I have to go get food, so I'll go get food and then go straight to bed.
That's good. Okay. And you live a life that I really admire.
Yes, very quiet.
So, everybody, what would you give Kyle's life? I'd say because of the mystery, the fun, the commitment, and the risk-taking, I give it an easy 10 out of 10. What about you, Whitney?
10 out of 10.
All right,
that's it. Thank Do I have you. To say more?
No.
No, you're fine.
All right, Rod. What about you, Rod?
I mean, for me, Kyle's life is just, it's fascinating. She goes to the pier and she buys a bust of her and Anna. And I mean, it's so cool. I give her a 10 out of 10 for sure. Great what? Life.
What about you, Clay?
She's opened my eyes to the Johnny Depp verse. And she's giving me information about Chucky.
Chucky, I'm back.
Oh no.
It's me, Chucky. I've been Chucky the whole time.
Clay's been Chucky the whole time? Quick, Kyle, what are you...
This is a really big microphone. Can you help me pick it up?
No, I'm not going to help you. You're going to stab me.
No, I won't stab you. Can you help
me? No, I don't trust you. Rod, you do it.
Yeah, I'll help you. I'm going to help you out, Chucky.
Okay.
Just go get...
Wait, can you hit him?
What?
I need Chucky. To stab me if I don't.
I'm back.
You're back? You've yeah. been here.
Do y'all want to see a movie?
Yeah.
I like to watch porno.
Oh, no, Chucky. Yes.
Chucky, you're
I'm twisted. I like to watch porno.
Not you're watching porno with you.
This phone is really heavy. Rod, can you help me go to Pornhub?
Just type it you in. You know, you don't have to pick up the
Chucky,
phone.
Chucky, Rod can't go to Pornhub because he's off Pornhub because of he is addicted to something.
This is Rod!
Yeah.
Oh, bye, Chucky.
Yeah, sorry, Chucky.
Rod, you scared Chucky away. You were worse than Chucky.
He didn't know that you were Rod. So
he called me Rod.
No, he didn't know that. He was confused. I think you said Rob at first.
Yeah.
Kyle, what do you give your life and why?
One second, I gotta get the door.
I guess I give it like a 5, I guess.
No, it has
Kyle.
To be a 10.
Oh,
yeah, 10.
Oh, okay, I give it a 10 out of 10.
Why?
Because it's my life, so it's nice.
Yeah, all right.
You know?
Okay, cool. Well, Clay had to let a friend in. Kyle gave her life a 10 out of 10. Rod did too, and so did Clay.
And Whitney.
And I did too, and so did Whitney. So that is our
That's a perfect 100%. That's a perfect life. A plus for Kyle's life.
So yeah, much. That's a perfect 100%, which is really rare. Usually stuff only gets 80%, yeah. But today you got 100%. And Kyle, do you got anything anybody needs to look at?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All nothing? Right.
Yes. Well, you're a great guest on the podcast, and you're cool. And that's been the whole podcast. Kyle's cool and
thanks,
he's
Kyle.
Nice. Rod's cool and he's nice. Clay's cool and he's nice. Birmingham, Alabama, I'll be there on May... Or no, what? September 28th. No, August...
September... No, August...
August 28th, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama at Mom's Basement. You all come to that. I love the podcast. Hit it, Clay.
Check out the Patreon.
And thank you.
And the dirty merch.
Thank you, Andrew.
Andrew's not worthy.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Forever!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarchet. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.